people who are out there. Got some wonderful younger people who listen. They want to learn, and they are learning. They're learning the truth, much as we can assemble it for you at any rate. Mitchell Henderson is back tonight, and the voting, the referendum voting, is going on in Ukraine. It's lasting a period of 5 days. It began on Monday, and I think it paused over the weekend. I don't know. Maybe it didn't. If it didn't, that means it'll be finished on Wednesday. It'll be wrapped up. Russell Bentley will be here live from Donetsk Wednesday night and Friday night of next week to wrap it all up, and we'll see what happens. All this talk about nukes, not just talk anymore. The people, there's this positioning going on. Believe it. Mitchell, are you there?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Welcome
back.
It has
become real.
Yes, it has. Yes, it has. Welcome back.
So
how are you doing?
What I wanted to talk about first tonight is I wanted to talk about the big picture a little bit. Okay.
Good.
Some perspective on why what's happening is happening.
Very
okay,
good.
So what is happening now is not something new. It is something ancient. If we go back to the original documents that Western civilization is founded upon, we can see the pattern. To Christians, it is the Bible that is the founding document. To non-Christians, please humor me and look at the Bible as a foundational myth of civilization, if you will. Myths still tell a valid story, and people respond to that story. Okay, so Christians are concerned with the soul. Non-Christians should be at least interested in personal freedom. Just because you do not believe in God does not change what is planned by the global elite. When an Islamic terrorist attacks, his own Islamic context matters. It does not matter what all his victims think. They are still dead. The events that are happening to all. You can understand what is happening in the context of Western civilization, but all that happens has a secular context also. The secular context is freedom versus totalitarianism, individualism versus collectivism, nationalism versus globalism. And from the Western religious context, let's go to the first story that talks about human interaction. Okay, that's from Genesis chapter 3, 4 to 5. I'm just going to say one sentence here because it says everything. It says, "You will not surely die," the serpent said to the woman, "for God knows when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." Let's flash forward 4,000 years to 2011. Hebrew University professor Noah Yuval Hariri wrote in his book Sapiens, A Brief History of Humankind, in the afterword, which is titled The Animal Who Became God, and writes, 70,000 years ago, Homo sapiens was still an insignificant animal minding his own business in a corner of Africa. In the following millennia, it transformed itself into the master of the entire planet and the terror of the ecosystem. Today, it stands on the verge of being a god, poised to acquire not only eternal youth, but also the divine abilities of creation and destruction. Harari's next book, titled Homo Deus, A Brief History of Tomorrow, in 2016, which means man is God. Okay. So the importance of Hariri is that he is the chief philosopher of the World Economic Forum and is the man who Klaus Schwab goes to for insight. He has spoken at Davos. Whether you accept it as myth or divine revelation, the World Economic Forum is the organization that paves the way for the Antichrist or enlightened world leader to come to power. What we are seeing now is a competition to be the Antichrist. The World Economic Forum thinks China is the best example of what a progressive government should be. However, China is uninterested in ruling the world. They are more interested in just ruling China. Their vision is not of a centralized state, but an economic center under the Communist Party control, with nearby states being vassal states, which are not powerful enough to threaten China, but still be intense trading partners. States further away will be tributary states, which just freely conduct trade with China. This is how Chinese empire works. It's how it has always worked, okay? Russia is not only interested in the Russian Orthodox Church, the Russian people, and the Russian motherland. Russia invaded Donbass to protect the ethnic Russians that were treated as second-class citizens by Ukrainians after the U.S. engineered ousting of a democratically elected president of Ukraine. The pedophile Marxist Biden wants Russia and China to obey him. The American elites think it is their birthright to be the Antichrist or enlightened world leader, whatever you want to call it. Yes, your tax dollars are going to create and develop the Antichrist system for these woke elites. Their source of power is you. You go to work every day to support the Antichrist in his work. World War III is the struggle between the forces of the Antichrist led by the United States and those who do not want to bow down and serve the Antichrist. Will Peter Joe be the Antichrist, or will President Macron of France be the Antichrist? Macron is the better candidate. What Peter Joe and Macron have in common is they both want to be the Antichrist job. Okay. So, just as Spain was the prelude and proving ground for World War II, Ukraine is the same for World War III. It was the woke mob that overthrew the democratically elected president of Ukraine in order to create a new world order puppet state in the Ukraine in 2014. In February 2020, the Ukrainian Weekly published an article called Zelensky Administration Launches State in a Smartphone App. It stated, Ukraine's president and prime minister on February 6 presented the country's mobile e-governance application, DIA, which means action, which aims to digitize all government services and play a central role in President Volodymyr Zelensky's State in a Smartphone concept. By the end of winter, a digital passport will appear in the app, which will allow users to travel domestically, conduct banking and medical services. The man who spearheaded this in Ukraine was Mykhailo Fedorov. In 2021, in his address to the World Economic Forum, he stated, "Our goal is to enable all life situations with this digital identification. The pandemic has accelerated our progress. First of all, people are really now demanding digital online services. People have no choice but to trust technology. We believe that we have to make the best product, a product that is so convenient that a person will be able to disrupt their stereotypes, break through their fears, and start using a government-made application." Okay, so here is the Antichrist mark of the beast, rolled out in America's puppet state of Ukraine. Thanks to the people of the United States, Ukrainians are now forced to use this app. The next step is to link it directly to their bodies for a security measure. Notice that the guy running it says that everyone must use it. Think about this in the United States. Marxist Democrats say that people of color are too ignorant to get a driver's license or state ID card, so there can be no voter ID. The fact is that in 5 years of police work, I never ran into a black person without a driver's license or ID. I ran into some white people who did not have ID, though. That is undemocratic, they say, in that voter ID would make election rigging more difficult. But what's in the future? Even the most marginalized and underserved people will be miraculously able to use the mandatory digital ID. Woke people are actually terrible liars. They lie because they simply cannot see truth. They cannot connect the dots. So
hey, Mitch,
to develop this further, yes, go ahead.
When you were a cop and you pulled somebody over or otherwise slowed somebody down and had a few words with them, how long, this is semi-facetious, but how long did it take you to realize they were lying? I mean, people can't lie. Not in the face of someone that they're afraid of. They can't do it.
Yeah, it was pretty fast. It's like, you know, when you're talking to people all the time and you're listening to lies all the time, you can start figuring out what's the lie and what's the truth. It becomes like an intuition thing.
Sure.
Stuff, okay?
Sure. So. Yeah. And one other thing, if I might. You mentioned early about how Russia was only interested in its people, its homeland, its religion, its freedoms. And I thought about that just for a split second and compared it to what this country must look like on the world stage. It must look every bit the monster it is, interfering all over the world, killing people all over the world, stealing money, looting, co-opting, drugs, human trafficking. That's not Russia. And this whole...
That's the United States.
That's right. This whole hate Russia thing is so disgustingly misaimed. It's us. We met the enemy, yeah. and it's in the mirror, folks. It's us.
Yeah. Yeah, we are it. So I was just going to kind of break down how Hariri relates to all this, okay? In 1832, Moses Hess published The Holy History of Mankind. That book was a history of mankind just like Noah Yuval Hariri's book, Sapiens, Brief History of Mankind. Hess's book was the beginning of communism and modern Zionism. Communism and Zionism are the Antichrist's political and cultural tools for imposing the most radical and comprehensive totalitarian dictatorship the world has ever seen. It was Moses Hess that turned Marx and Engels into communists. Marx called it scientific socialism, or just Marxism. Marxism murdered 241 million people in the 21st century.
Wow.
That means you. Hariri's second book, Homo Deus, A Brief History of Tomorrow, is the capstone philosophy of the world that the Antichrist promises. Zionism is the religion of the Antichrist, which is why it is politically incorrect to speak ill of Zionism. That is why the Trump administration made it a point to institutionalize the dogma that anti-Zionism is anti-Semitism. No, it is not. They are not related at all. Most Semites are, in fact, Arab Muslims, almost a billion of them, and they hate Zionism. Are Semites then anti-Semitic? There are more than 16 million Jewish Zionists. Not all Jews are Zionists, but there are 45 million Christian Zionists. I wonder if they know who they are serving. Trump's institutionalized political correctness about Zionism using a fiction was meant to silence opposition to the Antichrist. The comedian George Carlin best defined political correctness. He said, "Political correctness is fascism pretending to be manners." What is fascism? Fundamentally, it is the cooperation of business and government to run a political economy. America is actually right now, under the pedophile Joe Biden, a fascist nation. We are not free, and we do not have a government that represents the American people in any way. Who is on the front line of the war against the Antichrist coming to power? Russia is. Because Russia is not afraid to say it's a Christian nation, okay? America would never say that. That's very politically incorrect to say that we're a Christian nation. So who is the number one supporter of the Antichrist? The United States is. And I just want to remind everybody that the Antichrist is just like the Bolsheviks. They kill the people who help them, okay? There's no payoff, all right? So,
nope.
When I was thinking about this and stuff, I just thought, you know, it's about time to go ahead and call them something that people can relate to, and that's the Antichrist. That's what they are. They're the Antichrist. They're Satan, the devil, is who the woke people are.
Yeah, that works, Mitch. That works. It fits like a glove and a hand perfectly.
Yeah, well, thank you. So let me go into the Russian theater of war. The pedophile Marxist Biden regime is completely tone deaf and self-delusional in its foreign policy towards Russia. Well, China, too, actually. The regime persistently provokes Russia at all opportunities. Mm-hmm. Is the pedophile Marxist Biden regime intent on bullying Russia into a nuclear war to assist the goals of the human genocide necessary for the Great Reset? The Great Reset cannot happen unless the world population is drastically reduced. Green energy is filthy yet inefficient energy. It cannot support 8 billion people. In order to build back better, we first must be destroyed. The World Economic Forum had hoped that the Marxist Progressive Democrat manufactured COVID pandemic would be the crisis that would usher in the Great Reset. But tens of millions of murdered human beings was not enough. That is why there has to be a nuclear war. They have to get the population down. In the minds of the Marxist Progressive Democrats, the Great Reset is for the general welfare of America, but outside of their delusional minds, reality says it is about cold-blooded murder of 90% of the American people. Americans, the government that they say you elected in 2020 wants you to suffer miserably and wants you and all you love dead. The American people are the enemies of the current state, and the current state is an enemy of the people. They want you vaporized in a nuclear flash, and those who survive that, they want to starve and freeze to death or by the epidemics that follow famine.
Yeah.
What the Antichrist-allied woke progressive globalists are doing full bore in Ukraine right now and laying the groundwork in the West is manufacturing a food crisis, an energy crisis, and a financial crisis. We see this in the news daily. Henry Kissinger said forthrightly, "Who controls the food supply controls the people. Who controls the energy can control whole continents. Who controls money can control the world." This is their end game, and they are making it happen. We are facing the most horrible and devastating times in all of world history. Did you really vote for this in 2020? In the 1980s, I took the U.S. Army Psychological Warfare Operations course. It was an eye-opener. I could never watch or listen to commercials again. In Latin America, commercials are called what they are, propaganda. For example, think back many decades ago. No one promoted globalism more than the Coca-Cola commercials. Get the world to sing in perfect harmony. How globalist. What I have noticed in the American mainstream media in the past month is they are manufacturing propaganda to make you hate Russians. Everything that the Ukrainian army in fact does is blamed on the Russians. The UN is now helping with this with the overt lies. They cannot be honest or impartial. Why is the Zelensky government painted as so virtuous when Ukrainians tell me that the Zelensky government is sending all of its men off to die pointlessly in battle while selling all of the young women off to sex traffickers for foreign exchange money? Ukrainians told me this week that the Ukrainian police, which just got $250 million from the U.S. Congress on Saturday, is picking up small children and horribly torturing and mutilating their little bodies to get them to betray their parents and aunts and uncles so they can be shot as traitors. This is the nature of what you have been seeing from the idiot pedophile Marxist Biden regime, that they say their opponents are guilty of what they in fact do. It is getting worse. For example, the Democrats destroyed democracy in America, but say that they saved democracy. You will see democracy at work on Election Day. The Democrats will win supermajorities in Congress, although a Rasmussen poll taken last week found that legacy media gaslighting Russia has failed miserably. Ukraine failed to make even the top 12 issues that concern Americans. So the issue that we don't really care about, Ukraine, is the issue that will cost you and your loved ones your lives.
That's huge. Americans, if you ask the average American on the street, are you well informed? Oh, yeah. Yep, I watch the news every night. Mm-hmm. Ukraine didn't even make the top 12 most important things that people know about. Not even the top 12. It's going to kill half the people in the country, potentially. Oh, this is incredible. If that doesn't, then the shots will.
In this thing, they ask people, it's not like which one is the most important. It's like, where do you rate this in importance as far as each issue they ask? So what issues do Americans care about, according to this poll? Violent crime, 87%. Energy policy, 87%. High gas prices, 86%. Inflation, 85%. The economy, 84%. Illegal immigration, 84%. Election cheating, 60%. Election integrity, 59%. School issues, 58%. Capitol riot investigation, 41%. Now, this isn't, this 41%. It isn't just people who think that the Capitol riot was an insurrection. It's the people who think that's bullshit also. It's just that it's important to them because they see that this is the end of the Americans' right to assembly, okay, or to petition the government for grievances. It's the end of that right, okay? Climate change, only 38%. And that also includes people for and against climate change, okay? LGBT issues, 20%. COVID issues, 20%. Ukraine conflict, 20%. Clearly, the pedophile Marxist Biden regime's flagship issues, such as climate change, LGBT issues, COVID issues, and the Ukraine conflict, have absolutely no majority support from the American people. The Marxist Democrats have power and have an agenda, and they need to keep power by any means necessary, as they say. If the Democrats get a majority in Congress, will you believe that it could be any measure, by any measure, a free and fair democratic election? We are subjects of the pedophile government. We have not been citizens since March 2020. So on September 22nd, Putin signed a partial mobilization of 300,000 reservists, which is only 1% of their total reserves. Putin also purged his military, putting people who can and will do the job into the leadership positions. He announced, quote, "We will use all the means available to protect our people, including nuclear weapons, if necessary. This is not a bluff. Russia will use all available means to protect its independence and security." Now, keep in mind, remember when I talked before about death ground? We have Russia on death ground. We have them backed into a corner. They have no choice but to win this. They cannot lose it. They lose their state if they lose this struggle. Okay? It doesn't mean anything to us. We're going to lose our entire population, get wiped out for something that really doesn't matter to us at all, really.
Hold on a minute. That's a good place to pause. Hold on. Doesn't mean anything. They want to make it into a super Israel. Remember that? That's the one of the Zionist Bolshevik goals, to turn Ukraine, or the remainder of it, into a super Israel.
That's very
all,
true.
All true. Back in a minute with Mitchell Henderson. Hold on. Okay, welcome back. Talking with Mitch Henderson about the crisis that the world faces right now. There are actually crises, but this particular one has become known as Ukraine, and Zelensky's regime announced that they are not going to increase mobilization to try to match the Russians' 300,000 troops being mobilized now. These are reservists the Russians are pulling up. I mean, when you think of what the Ukraine alleged government is doing, they're drafting women 40 to 50 years of age, putting them in uniforms and sending them to the front. There have been many reports about that. This is, they're treating their people as if they're utterly expendable. Go ahead.
My source in Ukraine said that young women have a choice. They can go in the military, or they can be sold as sex slaves in the West.
Prostitutes.
For foreign exchange money. They're going to contribute to the cause of Ukraine either by putting out or getting on the front line. One of the two. That's their choice. Okay. So, Russian National Security Advisor Dmitry Medvedev continued, quote, "Moscow may use nuclear weapons to defend its territory, including the Donbass republics and Kherson and Zaporizhzhia provinces, should they decide to join Russia. Retired idiots in the Western military should not contemplate strikes on Moscow's naval bases in the Black Sea." This was in reference to retired General Ben Hodges saying that if Russia uses nukes in Ukraine, we will sink their Black Sea fleet. Right. Not give Ukraine the ability, but attack with U.S. military assets. Russia has made it clear that they will not use nukes on Ukraine. So what is this jackass virtue signaling about? Okay, he doesn't even listen. Nobody in the West listens to what they say. But they should listen, because they're saying they'll nuke us if we push them too far. So to defend its territories, Russia may use not only its mobilization capabilities, but also any Russian weapons, including strategic nuclear weapons. Hypersonic missiles are sure to hit targets in Europe and the U.S. much faster than they can hit us. the Western establishment, and NATO citizens need to understand that Russia has chosen its own path and there is no way back. You see, the pedophile Marxist Democrats have hubris because there was no way they could win the 2020 election, but they succeeded anyways. Now they think they can cancel Russia just like they canceled our citizenship and our voting rights successfully. At the UN General Assembly last week, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov stated, quote, "Today, Western states funnel weapons and military hardware into the neo-Nazi regime in Kiev and train Ukraine's armed forces. NATO and U.S. weapons are used to fire at Russian territory bordering Ukraine, killing civilians there. The Pentagon does not hide that it is providing Kiev with intelligence and our target acquisitions for strikes. We've recorded the presence of American mercenaries and advisors on the battlefield. The United States is, in fact, teetering on the brink of turning into a party to this conflict. This is to your question about the risk of direct collision between nuclear powers. The U.S. and its allies are openly seeking to defeat Russia on the battlefield and are ready to sacrifice Ukraine to achieve their geopolitical goals." So just review what he's saying. One, the U.S. is a party to the war in Ukraine. Two, U.S. weapons are aimed and fired by Americans into Russian territory, killing Russian civilians. Three, nuclear war is an inevitability if the U.S. continues its provocations. Four, Lavrov laid out Russia's reason for war to the world. Let's compare the dirty old pedophile Biden speech at the U.N. Biden's main points were, keep in mind that they always accuse the other for what they do. So first is Russia is imperialist. Okay, clearly the U.S. is imperialist, and it has been imperialist since 1898. Russia did not overthrow a democratically elected president in Mexico or Canada. To egg on a proxy war against us. Two, Biden said, Russia is seeking to erase Ukraine as a state. Well, the U.S. is using Ukraine to erase Russia as a state. The RAND Corporation think tank has published an article called Managing the Dissolution of the Russian State. The U.S. openly declares it intends to break Russia into 17 nations. The third point Biden made is the U.S. does not seek conflict, only cooperation. However, it was China that begged for cooperation and the U.S. that will not listen to them or discuss anything. If you have followed this from the beginning, the U.S. has only demanded obedience. Never obey a pedophile. Okay. Four, Biden said he endorsed expanding the Security Council and limiting veto powers for the permanent members. Okay, so the old pedophile Biden has taken your voice away by rigging an election, so now he wants to change the UN so it will have to obey the global elites of the USA. No matter, the UN is not an honest broker. Its goals are the same as the World Economic Forum.
Yeah.
So Putin spoke again after Lavrov's speech. He said, Russia is under attack by the West, which wants Russia broken up into warring pieces. The Western goal is to weaken, disunite, and ultimately destroy our nation. They are saying directly that they managed to break up the Soviet Union in 1991, and now it's time for Russia itself to be split into many regions that would be at each other's throat. Okay, so once the four oblasts of Luhansk, Donetsk, Zaporizhia, and Kherson approve becoming a part of Russia, and the Russian Duma approves, then any Ukrainian attack on them or Crimea will be a direct Ukrainian attack on Russia and result in a Russian declaration of war on Ukraine and a full mobilization of the Russian military. So the U.S. announced Sunday that they are shipping $450 million more military aid to Ukraine immediately. The pedophile Marxist Biden regime wants a direct war with Russia. They just keep provoking Russia. So far, the number of soldiers killed in action, this is as of the 24th of September. So this is a 6 month, is it 6 months? 6 months total. So 5,937 mm-hmm. Russians have been killed in action and 61,000 Ukrainians killed in action. Okay, so that's six times as many. So China's take on the war in Ukraine was expressed in the China Daily. By taking the U.S. side in Ukraine, the EU has lost the chance to be an independent force. The EU will be the biggest loser in the Ukraine war. And that's okay with the United States because the woke Biden people want to be the only ruler in the world. Okay, they don't want to share power with anyone. They want to dictate what the world does. Okay, so this is the situation that we find ourselves in.
Yeah, exactly.
I never thought I would be here. I always fancied America being the good guys, but there's no worse of a bad guy than the Antichrist. And that's what our whole system is building up towards. We are the main support for the Antichrist and the Antichrist system.
Tragically correct. Totally. Yeah. What was it when we were kids? We always thought America, like the cavalry to the rescue, morality, goodness, kindness. And that's not to say there weren't a lot of awfully nice people in this country. There were at one point. Now where are they? They're quiet. They're beaten down. They're suffering PTSD. Many are dying from the bioweapon injections. They have been completely deprogrammed from any normalcy by television, by the flat screen. They're just a mess. We don't have it anymore. They're not involved with anything. They're drooling and walking through life, many of them, waiting for some kind of a handout, and they're not going to get it. This is going to be a bad winter here, very bad.
No, I think it's going to be a terrible winter.
Yeah.
Even Wall Street says we'll be starving to death and freezing to death this winter.
Yes.
So let me go on China's UN General Assembly comments. Okay, so the General Assembly, this is where they're saying their point of view about what's going on in the world, okay? So Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi said at the General Assembly, first he told the U.S. Foreign Minister Blinken that the U.S. has no right to intervene in how the Taiwan issue is solved. Two, the U.S. is attempting to obstruct China's goal of peaceful reunification. Three, warned Washington against approaching Beijing from a position of strength, and that the U.S. has no right to intervene in the Taiwan issue. Now, this remark came because Blinken has been warning China and North Korea that if they don't behave, the U.S. will attack them violently and forcefully. You probably haven't heard that, but that's what our State Department has been telling China and North Korea. So China will be unwavering in defending itself. The motherland must and will be reunited. China would like to do it peacefully, which cannot happen with American interference, but will not rule out using its military. China reserves the option of taking all necessary measures to return Taiwan to Chinese control, using the same terminology as Russia, implying that China will nuke us if we interfere with an invasion of Taiwan. So Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi said the next day that relations with Washington are at a critical juncture. By pledging to defend Taiwan, Washington is undermining China's sovereignty and sending a very wrong and dangerous signal. This said after the old pedophile Biden said that U.S. troops would defend Taiwan from China, and Senators Graham and Menendez put forth a new Taiwan Relations Act, making Taiwan a major non-NATO ally. So it's coming on fast, folks. There will be food shortages, energy shortages, no matter what. But they will become a critical after a nuclear war. I predict that about 35 million Americans will die in a nuclear attack. In the year after the attack, about 215 million Americans will die from starvation, freezing, and disease. Only about 35 million Americans should be remaining after a year. That is 90% of Americans dead. If you think the 2020 election was real, then we democratically voted to be exterminated. They will say that we wanted it. It was not a free and fair election, period. We did not ask for this war, and only 20% of us care at all what happens in Ukraine. Never have so many died for so little and for something as inconsequential as Ukraine, which That's is not true. A liberal democracy, but an Antichrist totalitarian police state.
Yep.
So,
you can go on much further from there, of course, but we that makes the point clear. Oh, my. What a open sewer of a nation. And I'm not saying
is that, you know, when you listen to our press and you listen to our woke leadership, they always talk about, like, a demonstration weapon or if Russia uses nukes in Ukraine. You know, they look at this, look at a scenario where Russia is just irresponsibly going to throw nukes around, okay, which is not the case, okay? Russia still believes in the principles of war. The United States does not, but they do, okay? And what they believe is that the way that you fight a nuclear war is they're not going to throw all their nukes at us. They have enough. A third of their nukes will destroy America. They don't even have to shoot their whole thing, which they won't do. They need to save some for the defense of the country. But if they send even 500 nukes over here, it's going to do us in, okay? And when they strike, there's several things you can look for. One is they're not going to warn us that they're going to do it. The first warning that we'll get is we'll see some hypersonic missiles come in, and before we can react, we're nuked. The explosions will be going off, okay? They will do a massive first strike, okay, to avoid, they know that they're going to get hit too, okay, but they're prepared to be hit. Always remember.
They have something called civil defense. We don't.
Right, right. They actually have shelters for 80% of their population. But remember, Russia has twice the territory of the United States with only half of the population of the United States. So we cannot do as much damage to them as they can do to us. Okay, it just doesn't work that way. So it's not going to be some little thing where we can wax philosophical about what we should do about Russia nuking someplace, because it'll be over when they push the button. Okay, that's it, folks. It's over. Okay, we think about this. Think about how important Ukraine is to your daily life. Okay, it is of no consequence. It is of zero importance to America and Americans. It means nothing to us. Okay, and we are going to lose 90% of our population over Ukraine. It's insane. It is totally insane.
Well,
it's
unprecedented in its insanity.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, the ones calling the shots know exactly what they want and what they're doing. This is being orchestrated, as you well know, and they want this number of people removed. They want this country brought down to the level that you're talking about. Now, even without a nuclear war, we're going to be down to less than 100 million people, in all likelihood, within 2 years and 3 months, January 1st, 2025. But if there's a nuclear war, it'll be lower than that. We'll come down quicker. The shots and nuclear war, 1-2 punch, goodbye.
Well, if you think about what the COVID vaccination does to you, okay, what we're talking about is whenever there's a big war or something, it always has famine accompany it, and then what also accompanies it is pestilence comes afterwards, because when you don't eat enough,
that's
your immune
true.
System is weakened. Well, this vaccination weakened everybody's immune system. You know, everybody that got the shot has a weakened immune system. So they're going to die of whatever diseases sprout up after the nuclear war. Okay. Just as a tip for some assistance with that, to deal with that, you know, when they used to have these famine and pestilence in Africa back in the 80s and 90s and stuff, what the World Health Organization did is they passed out vitamin A pills to the people there, and that would limit the epidemic and limit the deaths from it and stuff.
Right.
So stock up on some vitamin A. That's your immune system vitamin there. and just take it every day, and, you know, it doesn't prevent, it doesn't necessarily keep you from getting sick, but it's you're going to be the one least likely to get sick out of everybody, out of the entire group that's being infected, okay? You'll be more resistant to the bug, okay? What I want people to realize is that when you get a disease, an infectious disease, okay, we tend to think of the breakout disease, like when somebody's got the full-blown disease, what their symptoms are and stuff. But the way that disease actually works is if you get infected with some bacteria or something, okay, there's a certain amount of people that won't feel any symptoms whatsoever. In other words, the disease comes in and your body's immune system just fights it off. Okay, so you don't actually get sick. So it goes from not getting sick at all to dying precipitously within a day or two. Okay,
yeah.
So
yeah.
Diseases range in what they can do to you. Okay, it's not just automatically, like if you get this disease, you're dead. Unless it's rabies. If you get rabies, you're dead. Okay, but most other diseases that we have to deal with, you know, it varies very much. You know, I mean, you can see it in the population. Some people get very ill, and some people don't really get ill at all. Yet they're all infected. So, that vitamin A will help you be one of the ones that are least symptomatic.
Yeah, good advice. Yes. Very good.
So, I don't know.
Now,
yes, go ahead.
What's your time frame on this? I don't think that we can expect to see the Russians using tactical nukes in Ukraine prior to having that mobilization realized and brought online. They've got to get those people ready, get them armed and sent out, bivouacked. You know, they're not going to be frontline troops. They're going to be support troops and running the rear. This is a very interesting thing. So without having that 300,000 mobilization complete, and it's only 1%, as you mentioned, very good point to keep in mind, I don't see the Russians using nukes, not until they're ready. So we've got weeks.
The whole thing, that's why I said that general was a jackass, virtue signaling, is because he's saying that if Russia uses nuke in Ukraine, that we will do this. Well, Russia has repeatedly said that they are not going to use nukes in Ukraine. Okay, they're not going to do it. So what is this guy virtue signaling about? It's a cheap virtue signal because he's saying if Russia does something that Russia says it won't do, we will do this. It's juvenile.
What a joke.
Almost.
What's
yeah,
a
it's
children.
Juvenile.
Children.
Yeah. Yeah, what he's doing. So I think that the next thing the next thing up could be China, because like I said, Chairman Xi has just got to October 16th to make his move if he's going to make it. Okay, so but that depends on his assessment. What if his assessment is that it would be better if he went to war after the election? It could be that. I don't know what's in his head, but looking at it from the outside, it makes sense that he would do it before the election to unify the country behind him when the election happens. But he might want to cut that pretty close because he doesn't want to go too early, because if he goes too early and there's failure, it'll work against him. So he has to go in time that it doesn't have time to fail. Okay.
Right. So I got a very long email from Yoshi today about China and what's going on there. Really superb insights.
Cool.
Very interesting. I'll see if I can get permission to share that with you, and I'll send it over. It's
okay.
Well worth
Thank
your
you.
Time.
Thank you. I'd appreciate that.
You got it. Okay. Thanks, Mitch. Take good care.
Okay. You're welcome. See you next week.
Okay. Very good. Mitchell Henderson, that's Monday for you. I'm back tomorrow in 21 hours. Thank you very much for being here. Hope it has been a worthy time for you. Information, knowledge, insight, maybe some pieces you were missing from your particular dot connecting session. All right, we will continue tomorrow night. Hope to have the pleasure of your company then. Take good care, talk soon, and be safer.